So, Andrea, thanks for joining us at Spotlight on Brittany. Yes. And I would like if you could maybe tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, in daily life, I'm called Andrea Oostdijk. I'm from the Netherlands, southwest of Netherlands. Zeeland, the land close to the sea. I'm a writer, but when writing, I use a pen name. And that's Floortje Zwichtman. That's even harder to pronounce for British people and French people, by the way.
And
I'm a writer. I started, I published my first book in 2001. It was a book for young adults. And I wrote historical novels for young adults for about 14 years, I think.
What sort of period of history?
Well, several. Anything that caught my attention. Okay. I started in the Middle Ages, then moved to Romania at the end of the Middle Ages. The story of the real Dracula.
A story of what?
The story of the real Dracula.
The real Dracula.
Yeah,
okay.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
A figure that really existed was a prince at the end of the 15th century.
Right.
In the middle of territorial and religious wars between Christian nations and the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
And, well, he's quite a fascinating figure. Even more fascinating than the blood-sucking count we know. I wanted to write about him because I was a teacher in the 90s.
Okay.
And I had a lot of children, refugee children in my class that came from Croatia and Bosnia. There was a civil war in those years.
Okay, yeah.
And I wanted to understand a little more about the history of those nations, of the Balkans in general. And I found out that it's quite a fascinating history.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't know anything about it in Western Europe. And that's strange because it was, in a way, if those wars worked out differently, we would have lived in a quite different part of the world. So, yeah, we're missing out on a large part of our European history, and I think
that's
a
lot of culture that we don't know about.
No.
Pre-existing, predating European sort of art culture.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And a lot of that history is still influencing the daily lives of those people over there, because those conflicts between Christian and Muslim peoples over there, those are influenced by that history. And you cannot understand that conflict if you don't know anything about it.
So you began 2001, you said you started writing the historical novels, and then where did that lead you?
Yeah, well, I was unlucky enough to be quite successful early in my career.
Did you say unlucky enough or lucky enough?
Unlucky enough, because it makes you a little spoiled and a little lazy, whether you want to or not.
Spoiled and lazy, right, okay.
Yeah, I won some awards for children's novels in Holland.
Wow.
A couple of my books were translated into German, Danish, even. Well, then you think you have arrived.
No, never.
You're always as good as your last novel.
Yeah.
And you have to stay productive, and people expect you to stay productive and bring out a new novel every year or 2 years. Well, that does tend to dry up your creativity. So I'm now working on my first novel for adults, and I've been working on it since 2015.
Okay, so
I'm taking my time.
And so you were writing for young adults before teenagers. And what that was because what made you decide you wanted to actually write specifically for that age group?
Okay, what made me decide to do that? It was really a choice for freedom. Because Dutch literature is a little restricted to the problematic lives of adults.
Okay.
People in their 40s, people in their 50s.
Okay.
Struggling with religion, relationships, etc. And well, when you introduce, for instance, a figure that is known in popular culture as a vampire. Okay, there's no way you will get taken seriously. And that is a pity, because genres like horror, ghost stories, science fiction, they can deal with fascinating subjects, things that are really on the edge of life and death.
Right.
And when you look at the history of those genres, like Frankenstein is a fascinating novel about science and frontiers you could cross but maybe shouldn't cross.
Yeah.
So it's a pity that at least in Holland, writers didn't have the freedom to play with those genres too. It has changed in the last couple of years, but it made me decide, okay, I want to write serious novels, but I also want to have the freedom to choose my genres. I write not for adults, I write for young adults.
Right. And so now, the novel you're working on for adults, or for everyone really, I suppose you could say, would it be? I mean, are you able to tell us what its subject matter is?
Yeah, it is a historical novel again, and it's set in the Roman Empire. And the main character is a doctor. It's a female doctor. Because when I was researching that age, I found out that the majority, not the majority, that's stretching a bit, but 10 to 20% of doctors were female. And that is a percentage we didn't get to now until far in the 20th century. So that age looks very emancipated. And that was my fascination with it. Okay, history has a way of confronting you with facts. And the fact in this case is that the medical profession was looked at as a craft. It was working with your hands and not working with your head as much, or talking or debating. And those things had the highest standing in the Roman Empire.
Right.
So if you were a doctor, you worked with your hands, you didn't have that highest status, so a woman could take that profession too.
So I suppose the question is, what brought you to Brittany, and when? How long you've been here? And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Yes. Well, I wanted to move from the Netherlands for quite some time, and that is not because it's not a comfortable country. It's a very comfortable country. You're very well taken care of, but it's also a very small country. So the countryside of my youth, that freedom and the space you had around you, that is just not there anymore. Because that comfortable country is now being completely run over by things that make life even more comfortable. like highways, like great big warehouses where packages get sent.
Yeah,
and that is just taking over the countryside. And I felt hemmed in. Really.
Okay.
And I did have a plot of land where I grew vegetables just outside the city.
Okay.
And there was still, you had hedgerows, you had meadows, you had cows. And there was still that space and that peace and quiet. But then I heard, okay, they're building a new housing estate over there. And that was the moment I decided I had enough. During Corona, we bought a camper van and started just driving around and seeing where we end up. And we ended up in Brittany.
Yeah.
On a campsite in the middle of a forest that was populated with ants. You would say like the walking trees from Lord of the Rings. Those gnarly, great big characters of tree. I was just fascinated with the richness of the nature over here. It's so different from Holland. In Holland, nature is tolerated in its designated area and is mostly for recreation. And here, nature is still existing for itself in part.
The physical natural environment is very different from Holland.
It is completely different because Holland has an open landscape. It's very flat, of course, but all the hedgerows, all the trees have been taken out. What I found here is something I lost a long time ago, because I started writing stories. Even before I could write, I started making up stories as a child, always inspired by my environment. I always felt that there were stories just around the corner, that there was something hidden in that tree that told the story.
Yeah.
It was some kind of mystery. I've lost the beliefs I had as a child, but I can still use that because I'm very attuned to the atmosphere of a certain landscape.
Yeah.
And over here, there's always something hidden behind the next hill, behind those trees. There's always something you don't see.
Yeah.
And exactly the things that you don't see are the things that make you curious, make you want to know, okay, what is the story here?
Exactly, yeah.
And that is very inspiring to my writing.
Fascinating. So when, I mean, I know you say you're taking your time with the novel. Do you feel do you see a date for completion or you
don't? Oh, yeah, people ask me that a lot. Well, not really yet, because it's a developing project.
Right.
It changes with me, really.
Okay.
Moving to Brittany has changed me and will change me more in the future.
Yeah.
So that will probably influence the story too.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andrea. It's really, really good talking to you. And do you have a website or any kind of link that we can get?
I have a website.
And what do you have on the website? Do you have links to your books? And
the different novels. I also write non-fiction for children. That's on there too.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.